Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Good morning, and how are you today? You are listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Tom, and I am coming to you live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios on this Friday, June 22nd. I've got a good show lined up for you today. Granted, it is very slow in the NFL news, especially in the Miami Dolphins world right now. So instead of talking about no news, let's talk about something that majority of us enjoy to do. Let's talk some fantasy football today. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down the Miami Dolphins in regards to position from quarterback all the way to defense and special teams. And my projections on where you should be drafting these guys. It's an interesting season to say the least. We don't know where this offense is going to play, in regards of expectations at this point. We still have a lot of summer to go, training camp as well as the preseason, but hey, it's never too early to start thinking about your fantasy team. So let's get into this right now. First, we're going to start off with quarterback. And obviously we know the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins is Ryan Tannehill. Where should you be drafting Ryan Tannehill? Well, couple quick notes on this. You know, first things first, I'm basically doing this as off of a PPR league, and focusing in on, again, where I think these players should be going in a PPR system. And, you know, with quarterbacks in a PPR system, if you're not accustomed to playing in a PPR system, quarterbacks, if it's a one quarterback system, not as pertinent to draft one early on in those types of drafts. If you are in a two quarterback system, you want to take a quarterback in the first, you know, 2 to 3 rounds. You want to definitely get a quarterback in there because they tend to fly quicker when you have two starters that have to go every single week versus one. So in a one quarterback system, Ryan Tannehill, he's coming off an injury-plagued season. He didn't play last year. We knew what he was in 2016. He had 2,900 yards passing, 19 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. And he was pacing to be about mid to upper 20s in touchdowns and in the low teens for interceptions in that season. So in a one-quarterback system, I personally don't believe Ryan Tannehill should be any of the top 10 12 quarterbacks taken in the draft, because again, you got to look at it from this standpoint. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Stafford, Luck, Philip Rivers, the list can go on and on. Those are your dominant one quarterback system in fantasy football. Ryan Tannehill should be drafted as a backup. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be drafted at all. And a lot of people are going to sleep on Ryan Tannehill. I do have him as one of my sleepers in the 2018 fantasy football world because no one has high expectations for him. But at the same time, we know what he was in Adam Gase's system. So I do see Ryan Tannehill as a sleeper prospect. I think in regards of round, if you were to take Ryan Tannehill, say you're in a 15-round system, if you wanted to take a flyer on him, you're going to be looking at maybe round 11 or 12. If you are looking for getting a backup quarterback at that point, I think 11 or 12 would definitely be the spot to take him. If you're in a two quarterback system, I'd think that he's going to be going within the first 10, 11 rounds. Again, because he is not going to be highly sought after, and a lot of guys in PPR systems are going to focus on those wide receivers, quarterbacks. But you can never have you should be able to get a good backup quarterback in your fantasy draft, and Ryan Tannehill is definitely a guy to think about, especially after the news of Jameis Winston getting suspended the first three games of the year. That's going to shoot Tannehill up some boards because I can see them as more of an equal prospect in regards of what are they going to do on the field, how many yards, how many touchdowns. I'm projecting right now that Tannehill is going to be right around 4,200 yards passing, 28 touchdowns and 14 interceptions, which is really in line with his career numbers. I do truly believe he is going to have a very good season under Adam Gase, but when it comes to fantasy, when it comes to the money, Tannehill should not be your starting quarterback, or if you really want him to be your starting quarterback, you're drafting him really late in that PPR format. You're talking towards the end of the draft. If you haven't taken a quarterback at that point, he should still be sitting on the board for you to take if you really want to take a flyer and just focus on the quarterbacks, the running backs and the wide receivers. Now, speaking of running backs, let's get into the topic of running backs. Now, with the running backs in Miami, you are looking at, of course, the depth chart is Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore, and Kalen Ballage, who was just drafted this year. So how that plays out is going to be interesting because it seems that Drake is going to be the starter. The team still has not said he's going to be the starter, but in PPR formats, you can't have too many running backs that catches a lot of passes. So let's get started with Kenyon Drake. Because of the PPR format, he's got to be within the first seven rounds of a PPR draft because of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and make some serious plays with the ball in his hand. And I could see him very similar to, say, Jordan Howard in Chicago, even a Rashad Penny in Seattle. He's a rookie this season. I could see pretty equivalent numbers. Frank Gore is a guy that if you want to handicap Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore is going to be a good play. So if you draft Drake, look at Frank Gore, 11th, 12th round. He should be on the board still at that point if you want to handcuff yourself in case of injury. I'm believing that Drake, this total yards, I could see him at about 1,400 total yards if he stays healthy all season, figuring about 900 on the ground and about 500 through the air. I think that we're going to see a lot of screens, a lot of dink and dunks, a lot of dink and dunk and swing passes in this offense this coming season. So Drake is going to get a lot of touches. But keep your eye on him. I think round 6 or 7 would be a viable spot to take Kenyon Drake if he is still on the board at that point. And as I said with Frank Gore, you're looking at Gore 10th, 11th, 12th round if you want to handicap yourself. If you don't have Drake on your roster, do not draft Frank Gore. I don't know how much Frank Gore is going to contribute this year, but you could definitely see him as that goal line style running back and short yardage running back, as he is a guy that can run and really maul people over between the tackles. Now, Ballage is another story. He's going to go undrafted in a lot of leagues, but you got to keep your eyes peeled for him, especially in the preseason. We're going to see a lot of him in a lot of situations, and I think the Dolphins want to put enough on his plate to get him comfortable enough to be able to have packages available for him during the regular season. But when you're looking at running back, Kenyon Drake, probably round 6 or 7. If you're sitting at the top of the board, Bell, Gurley, David Johnson, Zeke Elliott, Alvin Kamara, and Saquon Barkley. I will quickly touch base on Saquon Barkley. I actually have him rated ahead of Zeke Elliott because of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield in a PPR system. You got Bell and Gurley and David Johnson, who's coming off a pretty serious injury. That's another kind of under-the-radar player, but he's going to go within the top 5 picks just because of what he has been able to do with the football in his hand. But Barkley is a guy you cannot sleep on, you cannot wait on. If you're in the top 10, if you're within the first 10 picks of the draft and you're sitting at 6, 7, or 8, Saquon Barkley is a very safe pick. to really maximize your points this year. If he's healthy, he's going to get a lot of catches out of the backfield. He's going to run the football very well, and they're going to take a lot off of Eli Manning's plate. So please keep your eyes on Saquon Barkley in the early part of the draft and even round one, or even if not round two, early on the snake back. But you definitely do not want to sleep on him. If he is available, you definitely want to draft him. Wide receiver-wise, right now the depth chart reads Kenny Stills, Devontae Parker, Albert Wilson, Danny Amendola, Jakeem Grant, and then you have Isaiah Ford, Leonte Crew, but we're talking fantasy football, so let's wipe the guys after Jakeem Grant off this conversation, and let's focus on the number one wide receiver in Miami, in my eyes, is Kenny Stills, based on production in 2016 with Ryan Tannehill. Remember, Stills got his contract extension due to the season he had with Ryan Tannehill with double-digit touchdowns and 900 yards receiving. I believe they pick up where they left off before the injury occurred. In most systems, Kenny Stills is, again, he's going to get slept on. Most have him in like the 50s range in some of the fantasy guys that are already available. They have him in ranked around 50th, 51st, 52nd wide receiver. But he is the Dolphins, in my opinion, number one wide receiver. Even though many have Devontae Parker ahead of him, I don't firmly believe that Parker is ahead of Stills, just based on what we know is still Devontae Parker is inconsistent. He's injured. He's a guy I don't know if you want to keep tabs on him in fantasy football, because he's just an unreliable product. If he's available and it's round 9, round 10, Devontae Parker still sitting on the board, have at it by all means. But if you're thinking about drafting him early, third, fourth round, stay away. Stay away at all costs. There's going to be better players available, better wide receivers available. Devontae Parker should not be on the list unless he really slips and falls to the later parts of the draft. 8th, 9th, 10th round is where I'm thinking he would be drafted. But when you think about this, the Dolphins are looking at the possibility of spreading the ball around. Now that Jarvis Landry is gone, you have the opportunity now to spread the ball around between Stills, Parker, Amendola, Wilson, and Jakeem Grant. Jakeem Grant is kind of that late flyer guy, last pick in the draft kind of person, because he's not going to be on the field all the time. They're going to have special plays for him. Figure that he might get between 20 and 40 yards a game receiving, just because he's only used in specific packages. I see Stills as a 1,000-yard guy this year. I think he's going to be the best producing Miami Dolphin wide receiver when it comes to yards and total touchdowns. But you can't sleep on Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson. Now, do not reach for either of these players. They are going to be good in PPR systems. I believe both of them should be between 50 and 70 catches between both of them, with the function of Adam Gase trying to throw the ball a lot more this year. Wilson, I think, is a better prospect than Danny Amendola, but Danny Amendola is a safe guy. Those really are flex position players. There should not be a part of your two wide receiver set or your three wide receiver start or flex player. You definitely do not want to have them in your top two, three wide receivers. Flex players, though, those are good plays. Those are going to be your, you know, again, anywhere between your 8th and 10th round draft picks is where you're starting to feel those flex players out, and that would be a good flex play there. Tight end position is again another, it's a spot that the Dolphins just don't know what they're going to do yet and how they're going to use these guys. Mike Gesicki is going to be the number one tight end on this football team come week one. Just don't know what it's going to look like in regards of numbers at this point, because at the end of the day, we don't know how these guys are going to be used just yet. But, you know, Gesicki is going to be rated probably in the low to mid 20s in regards of tight end rankings in fantasy football. But do not sleep on him. he is going to be a decent part of this offense. How much, again, we just don't know. Any other Dolphins tight end is just not worth talking about, unfortunately, as they're probably not going to be big-time producers this coming season. So just Mike Gesicki, if you're thinking about taking him, he's your backup tight end. We know the Jarrell, Gronk, Kelsey, Ertz, Olsen, Evan Ingram, Delaney Walker, Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton, Kyle Rudolph, Jordan Reed, who's never healthy. But those are the type of guys you really want to look for. And one guy to keep your eye on also is David Njoku. If you're thinking of a sleeper tight end, Njoku's near the top of my list for sleepers. Kickers, Jason Sanders is off your radar. Do not worry about it. The defense special teams for the Miami Dolphins this year, I think the defense is going to be vastly improved whether Sue is there or not. I think they're going to be much better defense. They're faster. They have, they have Robert Quinn, who's going to be producing a lot of sacks for the Dolphins, in my opinion. So, drafting defenses, you're looking top 12. The Dolphins right now aren't a top 12 defense on paper. That's not to say that they won't be, again, come the regular season, but those are guys that you probably – the Dolphins defense is probably a defense you just want to stay away from, and you don't want to draft a defense early. Now, when you're filling out your fantasy football rosters and your PPR, the last thing you want to do is start drafting defense or kickers in the first 10 picks in the draft. I don't care – who you are, what you're doing, you just do not do that. The last two picks in a PPR draft should be your kicker and should be your defense and your special teams. There is just no way you can take a defense or special teams that early. So here is, you know, my rankings. I just went through the Dolphins. Now, overall rankings in fantasy football, let's talk about quarterbacks first. I got Aaron Rodgers number one. He's going to be coming out. He's going to be a very healthy player this upcoming season. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great season with Jimmy Graham is in the fold in Green Bay, and getting Ty Montgomery back is going to be another piece of the puzzle with Montgomery being able to line up in the slot, also at running back, and he can take handoffs as well. But Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the number one quarterback in fantasy football this season. I've got Carson Wentz number two. Main reason is because he should be healthy for the regular season. I don't believe he's going to miss any weeks at this point. He seems to be full go in practice. After the ACL tear, he's going to be primed and ready to go. Number three, I have Russell Wilson. I think regardless of who's there, wide receivers, running backs, Wilson still produces, and he still produces at a very high level. He's also a dangerous runner, as we all know, watching him play football since 2012. That plays a big factor as he is the third quarterback on my list. Number four is Tom Brady. Again, same kind of thing. As much as we all hate Brady, he does produce in fantasy football. 30-plus touchdowns, single-digit interceptions, 4,000-plus yards passing. He's number four. Number five, I have Drew Brees. The ageless wonder Drew Brees continues to produce at a very high level, and he's still got his weapons there. Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara being there and being a receiving threat of the backfield, he's going to definitely give a boost to Drew Brees' numbers. Top five running backs, I have Le'Veon Bell number one, of course. Number two, I have Todd Gurley. I think Gurley is going to be an absolute stud as he was last year. He is a very strong PPR running back, and he's got great opportunities to be great, to have a phenomenal season. Number three, I have Saquon Barkley. I think Barkley is going to be a absolute fantasy steal if you take him early. He is going to get so many touches in New York with Eli Manning not throwing the ball as much now that they have Barkley. A lot of you are probably shaking your head. Are you kidding me? You got Barkley at number three? Yeah, I do. Number four, I have David Johnson out of Arizona. I think, you know, coming off an injury, especially earlier in the season last year when he was hurt, he should be 100% ready to go. They have a pretty favorable schedule, and he should get a lot of touches there. And number five, I have Alvin Kamara. I think Kamara is going to have a great season. With Mark Ingram out the first four games, it gives him his chance to really shine and put his stamp on the offense this season. Wide receivers, there is no question. It is an unquestioned number one wide receiver / fantasy football player in fantasy this year, and it's Jarvis Landry. I'm kidding. It's not Jarvis Landry. It's Antonio Brown. There's no question that Antonio Brown is the number one player in PPR. The guy gets 100-plus catches a season. He puts up 1,400 yards. He puts up 11, 12, 13 touchdowns a season. He is the number one guy at wide receiver. At number two, I have DeAndre Hopkins. Tell me you see a guy on Sunday that does as much as Hopkins does with less. That guy is a beast when it comes to red zone targets. He is great with his hands. He pinpoints the ball at the very top of his jump, and he pretty much catches everything. Number three is kind of a toss-up, but I am going to go with Julio Jones. If he shows up and he's healthy, Julio Jones is a monster. Number four, I have Keenan Allen, who really came on last year. You know, despite all the injuries he's had in his career, he was Mr. Reliable for Phillip Rivers last year, and I can't see it any different. So I have him number four. And number five, I am going to go with A.J. Green. Again, being a healthy guy, you know, if he is healthy, he's an absolute threat on every single throwing down, and he's going to get a lot of big plays. So if you got those bonus points of 50 plus yard touchdowns, that's definitely a guy to pick up if you get some bonus points there. Let me keep going with wide receivers, because obviously that's the position that you're going to draft the most of. Number six, I have Odell Beckham Jr. He should be full go for the regular season, and he should pick up where he left off before he was injured last season. Number seven, I'm going with Michael Thomas from New Orleans. As I mentioned, Drew Brees. Michael Thomas is a big part of Drew Brees' success. Number eight, Mike Evans. I think because of the suspension with Jameis Winston, it still shouldn't scare you away from drafting Mike Evans within the first 15 picks of a fantasy football draft. Number nine, I got Tyreek Hill. He is a guy that, as we saw last year, when used properly, he's a 1,000-plus yard wide receiver. He's going to get you 70 touches. He's a threat on special teams, so he can get you those additional points. And to round out the top 10, I am going to go with Doug Baldwin from Seattle. Again, another Mr. Reliable for Russell Wilson. The guy is going to produce 80 catches, 1,000 yards. I see big things out of him this year. Tight end, I briefly touched on, but in regards to tight end, you know, you got Gronk number one and Kelsey number two. You can flip-flop those guys however you want. Those are the top two tight ends in fantasy football. Hands down, no questions asked. Zach Ertz, I believe, is number three. Greg Olsen is number four. And Evan Ingram, I think, is going to have a monster season in the red zone with Eli Manning this year, especially with Saquon Barkley in the fold. I'll take Evan Ingram at number five. In regards of kickers, yes, we are talking kickers. Regarding the kickers, there's number one kicker always. It's going to be Justin Tucker out of Baltimore. The guy doesn't miss. And when I say he doesn't miss, he doesn't miss. 50-plus yard field goals, he's pretty much spot on. We don't see him missing very much at all in regards to kicking. So if you really want to talk about reliability, that's the number one kicker in my eyes. Number two is Steven Gostkowski from New England. They put up a lot of points in New England. Why not? He's there. Take him. Number three, Greg Zuerlein, Legatron. For the Rams, their offense was clicking on all cylinders last year. He got a lot of opportunities to put up points. So Legatron is number three. Number four is Matt Bryant out of Atlanta. The guy just still puts up great numbers, and he does not miss either. Number five, I'm going Jake Elliott from Philadelphia. So if you're looking for a stud kicker, that's probably not going to be looked at when kickers start coming off the board right away. That is a guy definitely to take a look at. And defense and special teams, when you're looking at a defense special teams, you got to look for potential. The kickoff rules have changed. We don't know how many returns really are going to happen for touchdowns on kickoffs, but you got to think about it from a punt perspective as well. So my number one team defense-wise and special teams is Jacksonville Jaguars. Their defense was top-notch last year. I don't see why they wouldn't be this year. They have the best corners in the NFL, in my opinion, and they've got a disgusting front four that's really going to cause havoc on the quarterback. So after that, I would probably go with the Rams. I will go with the Vikings at number three. I will go with the Eagles at number four, and I will take the Houston Texans at number five for defense special teams going forward. So, again, unfortunately, it's just a very slow time, but I wanted to talk some fantasy football with you guys, also to get a show out there. I'm a little bit rusty. Hopefully I didn't come across that way. I know Mike has been doing a ton of shows, and he's done a great job with that. I'm getting primed up, ready to go for the regular season, as all of us are. I'm going to start in the preseason. I'm going to start my pregame shows on Thursday mornings. Thursday afternoons, just before kickoff. I'll have them out 2 to 3 hours before kickoff, previewing the game. In addition to that, we're going to be talking NFL news and notes and also some fantasy advice as we get into the week's games. So each of you have an opportunity to listen to the show. I'll give you as best advice as I can with fantasy. Also daily fantasy. I know that's a big prominent thing with a lot of people right now. Not just your weekly fantasy football, but your daily fantasy football and your daily sports. So we're going to touch base on daily fantasy sports and the best guys to play each and every single Sunday and, of course, Mondays and Thursdays. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you doing that. You can follow me on Twitter at Dolphins. You can follow us on Twitter at DolphinsTalk.com. You can follow me on Twitter at TErnessy13. We really appreciate all of our sponsors. Sinbad Sports is a big prominent sponsor for us, and we really appreciate them. In addition to that, we have a lot of our Facebook groups heavily promoting us. We greatly appreciate you guys stepping up and helping us out. Mike will be back on the air, I believe, sometime in the near future. Again, right now we're in some downtime with nothing happening. The team does report to training camp towards the end of July. July 28th, I believe, is the date. Or July 25th, one of those 2 days. But the rookies will show up on July 8th. So the rookies will get going early, and then a couple weeks after that, the veterans will show up, and then we're full-blown training camp getting ready for our preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on August 9th. We're gearing up for it. We're very excited. Football is almost here. Stay with us. Keep your keep your eyes on Twitter for any late-breaking news notes from Dolphins Talk. .com. Please visit the website every day, and thank you again for listening to the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.